185. O ye friends and maidservants of the merciful, from the Spiritual Assembly of Los Angeles, a letter hath been received. It was indicative of the fact that the blessed souls in California, like unto an immovable mountain, are withstanding the gale of violation, have, like unto blessed trees, been planted in the soil of the covenant, and are most firm and steadfast. The hope is entertained, therefore, that through the blessings of the Sun of Truth, they may daily increase in their firmness and steadfastness. The tests of every dispensation are in direct proportion to the greatness of the cause, and as heretofore such a manifest covenant written by the supreme pen hath not been entered upon, the tests are proportionally more severe. These trials cause the feeble souls to waver, while those who are firm are not affected. These agitations of the violators are no more than the foam of the ocean, which is one of its inseparable features. But the ocean of the covenant shall surge and shall cast ashore the bodies of the dead, for it cannot retain them. Thus it is seen that the ocean of the covenant hath surged and surged until it hath thrown out the dead bodies, souls that are deprived of the Spirit of God and are lost in passion and self and are seeking leadership. This foam of the ocean shall not endure and shall soon disperse and vanish, while the ocean of the covenant shall eternally surge and roar. From the early days of creation down to the present time, throughout all the divine dispensations, such a firm and explicit covenant hath not been entered upon. In view of this fact, is it possible for this foam to remain on the surface of the ocean of the covenant? No, by God, the violators are trampling upon their own dignity, are uprooting their own foundations, and are proud at being upheld by flatterers who exert a great effort to shake the faith of feeble souls. But this action of theirs is of no consequence. It is a mirage and not water, foam and not the sea, mist and not a cloud, illusion and not reality. All this ye shall soon see. Praised be to God, ye are firm and steadfast. Be ye thankful that like unto blessed trees, ye are firmly planted in the soil of the covenant. It is sure that every firm one will grow, will yield new fruits, and will increase daily in freshness and grace. Reflect upon all the writings of Baha'u'llah, whether epistles or prayers, and ye shall surely come across 1,000 passages wherein Baha'u'llah prays, O God, bring to naught the violators of the covenant, and defeat the oppressors of the testament. He who denieth the covenant and the testament is rejected by God, and he who remaineth firm and steadfast therein is favoured at the threshold of oneness. Such sayings and prayers abound. Refer to them, and ye shall know. Never be depressed. The more ye are stirred by violation, the more deepen ye in firmness and steadfastness, and be assured that the divine hosts shall conquer, for they are assured of the victory of the Abha kingdom. Throughout all regions, the standard of firmness and steadfastness is upraised, and the flag of violation is debased, for only a few weak souls have been led away by the flattery and the specious arguments of the violators, who are outwardly with the greatest care exhibiting firmness, but inwardly are engaged in agitating souls. Only a few who are the leaders of those who stir and agitate are outwardly known as violators, while the rest, through subtle means, deceive the souls, for outwardly they assert their firmness and steadfastness in the covenant, but when they come across responsive ears, they secretly sow the seeds of suspicion. The case of all of them resembleth the violation of the covenant by Judas Iscariot and his followers. Consider, hath any result or trace remained after them? Not even a name hath been left by his followers, and although a number of Jews sided with him, it was as if he had no followers at all. This Judas Iscariot, who was the leader of the apostles, betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Take heed, O ye people of perception. At this time, these insignificant violators will surely betray the center of the covenant for the large sum by which every subtle means they have begged. It is now 30 years since Baha'u'llah ascended, and in that time these violators have striven with might and main. What have they achieved? Under all conditions, those who have remained firm in the covenant have conquered, while the violators have met defeat, disappointment, and dejection. After the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá, no trace of them shall remain. These souls are ignorant of what will happen and are proud of their own fancies. In short, O ye friends of God and maidservants of the merciful, the hand of divine bounty hath placed upon your heads a jewelled crown, the precious gems of which shall shine eternally over all regions. Appreciate this bounty. Loose your tongues in praise and thanksgiving, and engage in the promulgation of the divine teachings, for this is the spirit of life and the means of salvation.